Jane Hirschfield, energetic, clear-eyed, and demure, sits in an anteroom at Poets House in New York. It's about an hour before she is to appear before a large crowd, eager to hear her read from her seventh collection of poems, called Come Thief.
The title is a signal of welcoming what is inevitable into our lives. And the thief could have many meanings, but what it primarily means in this book is time. Time which brings us everything that we will ever experience and takes from us everything that we will ever experience. And one of the main threads of this book is simply saying yes to that process, yes to whatever comes, the difficult, the ecstatic, and yes to whatever goes, everything we will ever love, and finally ourselves.
Hirschfield expresses this in an excerpt from her collection's title poem.
Come, thief, the path to the doorway agrees.
A fire. She explains the meaning.
All paths welcome whatever wants to walk on them. You know, the person delivering the mail comes down the path, the thief comes down the path, your beloved comes down the path, your enemy comes down the path, and the path never chooses. The path says yes to it all. And this, for me, I think, is one of the intentions and hopes I have for my own life. I would like myself to be such a path that allows every human experience entrance and says, welcome.
Hirschfield is nearing 60, and this poetry collection is largely about the landmarks of a life, especially including the fact that when she was 49, she found true love. In the poem, Two Rains, she contrasts the wild and chaotic rain in California, where she lives, with the dull, predictable kind.
Windless, blunt, and cold, that orderly rain, like a fate uninterrupted by late love. You know, we human beings, we're very strange creatures. We think we want order. We think we want safety. We think we want security. But what we really want, or what I really want, is to be absolutely overwhelmed, disordered, thrown into chaos and disarray by something absolutely fantastic, which is larger than I am, and almost nothing rivals love for that.
Even so, Hirschfield says she wants her poems to express all aspects of a life.
Because part of the work of poetry is to make you permeable to the experience, not only inside your own skin, but the experience all around you.
Hirschfield says universal human truths always play themselves out in the context of unique human lives. We are all in this together, but our stories belong to each of us alone.
Every perfume comes from individual flowers. You know, it might be 10,000 roses in one little vial of oil of roses, but each one was individual, had its life, had its roots, had its bee, and there's no escaping it. We don't live in a general world. We live in a particular one. French horn. For a few days only, the plum tree outside the window shoulders perfection. No matter, the plums will be small, eaten only by squirrels and jays. I feast on the one thing, they on another, the shoaling bees on a third. What in this unpleated world isn't someone's seduction?
For Jane Hirschfield, life is not our ideas about life, or even our poems about it. Indeed, in her poem, The Tongue Says Loneliness, she writes, "This life is not a gate, but the horse plunging through it." All this can be found in Come Thief, her seventh collection of poems, published recently by Knopf. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.